USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Clean water, access to the internet, rebuilding bridges, and everything in this bill matters to individual lives of real people.
President Biden in Woodstock, New Hampshire, selling his big infrastructure bill that he signed on Monday. The $1.2 trillion bill covers extensive renovations of bridges, highways, rails, and ports. Amid global supply chain challenges, consumers are feeling a pinch in their wallets as prices at stores and gas stations continue to rise. This person telling Fox Business a lot of the decisions being made are affecting people in the Midwest and not people who are making the decisions.
A lot of decisions that are being made by the big cities and coasts and the small town mentality kind of gets drowned out a little bit, but we hope that that voice can raise a little bit louder.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
With the bipartisan infrastructure bill signed into law Monday, Democrats are now focused on passing the rest of President Biden's Build Back Better agenda, with a full cost estimate of the bill expected by Friday. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer joins Fox Business and says what he believes will happen if the bill is passed.
Their latest proposal, Build Back Better, is going to increase taxes on 20 to 30% of every Americans by 20 to 30%. It's also going to increase inflation.
The Biden administration has said they will not raise taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year. Retail sales rose more than expected in October, the Commerce Department saying they surged 1.7% last month, helping to give the economy a boost to start the fourth quarter. Auto sales increased for the first time in 6 months in October. This as gas prices continue to rise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Florida's battle over a mask mandate challenge goes on. State Education Commissioner Richard Cochran, hoping the U.S. Department of Education will drop its fight over funding, which is scheduled for a hearing next month.
Today represents a great step forward for education, for parents' rights, for the freedoms of our citizens of the great state of Florida.
His comments were made now that one county each in northern and southern Florida will be in compliance with state law by the end of the week. A California city is taking an unusual step to fight COVID mandates.
The City Council in Oroville, California, overwhelmingly voted to declare the city a constitutional republic city to protect its citizens' rights in light of federal and state mandates. The resolution passed in a 6-1 vote on November 2nd. Oroville Vice Mayor Scott Thompson tells Fox News what this means.
We've been resisting with the mandates as they've been coming. You know, we have been following some regarding masks with our employees, and we've made a lot of changes in Oroville, but these mandates continue to get more intrusive on our citizens. And so for me, it's one thing to ask somebody to put a mask on their body and you can just disobey, but another thing when they begin to mandate putting something in your body, and that, I believe, is a time for people to stand up and not just disobey, but actually publicly resist.
Oroville is just an hour's drive north of Sacramento. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.